All right, guys, so today we'll start our prep for the Dolphins. You know, specifically talking about this team, you know, starting with Flo. Flo's a guy I know very well. We worked together for some years in New England. A lot of respect for Flo. You know, I think he's got a very unique path in terms of how he became a head coach, you know, working in all aspects of an organization, starting in personnel, working with offense, defense, and special teams. So his involvement with all three phases, along with the draft and free agency, you know, really shows through his personality and how they play. When you talk about this team, you talk about aggressive. You know, it's one thing that's really shown up throughout his career, but then also specifically in these last few weeks in terms of how his team, his defense, his special teams really gets after you, puts pressure on you, is looking to go ahead and attack you as a team. You know, when you talk about the coordinators, you know, starting the kicking game, Danny's a guy I've known for a long time, does a really good job. He's doing a great job right now of incorporating different schemes and using personality. They have a very talented core, very explosive returners. These guys are a threat every time they have the ball in their hand. You look at the gadgets and gimmicks that he incorporates as they go throughout, you know, the season. They really look to match up and take advantage of anything you've shown on tape. But they're going to go ahead and look to put pressure on you, whether it's midfield backed up or the situation may be. They move the ball a lot with their specials and kickers, make you cover the entire field. So he's really going ahead and looking to put the pressure on your specialists, whether your punter, your kicker, your returners, at every turn possible. You know, offensively, George does a really good job of giving answers at the quarterback before the snap. They've done a great job of really incorporating the RPOs in their offense. They've stayed very balanced the last few weeks. You can see Tua's progression, how consistent he's been in terms of his completion percentage. He's doing a really good job of getting the ball moving, staying ahead of the sticks, and sitting out there with a lot of time of possession and helping his team go. And then defensively, you know, Josh does a really good job. You know, obviously his background's in defensive backs, but Josh's always known the entire picture of the defense. He's done a great job working throughout his career. I got a lot of respect for Josh, how he gets his guys going. And obviously him and Flo work hand in hand, you know, and see the game through the same lens. You know, it's really been about being aggressive. They have very good talent. They're very, very, you know, aggressive in how they use that talent. It's been a lot of blitz, zero, and pressure, more so than anyone else in the league the last 4 weeks. You see this team really coming along, and, you know, look, they're coached well, they play hard, they've got a lot of talented players. It's going to take a lot to prepare for this team to get ready for Sunday. So that being said, I'll open up any questions you have.
Coach, obviously Daniel, is there any chance of him playing Sunday, and can you talk about the Jake Fromm signing?
Yeah, we're not going to rule anything out right now. Daniel's going to be out here practicing with us today. We expect him to practice tomorrow and Friday as well. We'll see what he can do. It's like any injury coming out of a game. We'll just see how it does.
You expect him to practice this week?
Yeah, he'll practice with us. Absolutely. He'll be out there today. You know, really a normal Wednesday for him.
Joe, was he evaluated for a concussion on game day, like either during or after the game?
I'd have to check on the after the game. Nothing that I've been informed about during the game, no.
Joe, did you take anything from last year where it seemed like maybe you guys came back too soon from that injury? Do you have to keep that in mind to not do that again?
I think every injury is completely independent of another one. Look, the medical team's got to do their job in terms of determining if someone's healthy enough to go on the field. I'll do my job and get prepared for football.
Joe's playing, you said he's going to practice today. And kind of like, so is this normal for him? I mean, he's going to be limited?
Well, we'll see what he can do when he gets out here. But in terms of right now approaching practice right now, we're approaching it right now like it's a normal day for him.
And he's taking rehab on the neck and things like that? Yes.
I'm not going to go into all the specifics, you know, of the injury and what they're doing, but he's working with our medical staff throughout the day.
Was that a play where he should have slid where it happened?
I'm not going to go into, like, the dissection of every play right here with it. I'm going to talk specifically about Daniel and where he's at. Today we expect him to practice. I've already made a point. I expect him to practice Thursday and Friday as well.
Was there anything during the game that said to you, you know, his neck might be bothering you?
No.
When did you find out he was hurt?
In our post-game injury report on Monday.
So he didn't mention, he obviously played through it. He didn't mention anything about a sore neck during the course of the game, obviously.
Nothing to me.
Do you have to prepare as if Mike's going to start, or do you prepare both of them?
We always prepare all of our players. So every week, Mike's job is to be prepared that if his number is called at any point in time, that either before or during the game, he's ready to go in and run our offense. We'll also prepare Daniel to start as well.
Would that mean splitting first team reps with him?
We'll do the normal rotation we always do every week. Mike takes rotations every week, so we'll do the same thing.
Is it realistic for Jake to be active on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it's our job to get everyone prepared. So he's signed, he's on our 53 roster right now. It's our job to get him ready. You know, Jerry will work with him extra throughout this week, make sure he gets caught up in the vocabulary. You know, this guy comes from, you know, an offense where I know he's handled a lot of multiples. He's a smart guy. He's done a good job through college and early in his pro career with the experience he's had. So we'll see how it translates over. But we'll get Mike and Daniel ready and Jake as well.
Why sign Jake now? And what precipitated that?
Well, look, when you first get any kind of flag on any player, you kind of look on down. So if it's a receiver, if it's a corner, if it's a linebacker, you immediately say, okay, what kind of insurance do we need for the game right now? And then obviously it was an opportunity for us to add a player that we like coming out of college through the draft. It was a good time to add him, get him in here, and get working.
So you guys give Mike some first-team reps every week, you said?
Yes.
Does
does the Dolphins scheme being so aggressive factor into your thinking about whether Daniel might play?
No. No. If he's healthy enough to go out there, you know, you can't judge as a blitz here, or it could be a base, it could be peak coverage where they drop eight and someone still gets beat. So, you know, in terms of schematically what they do, no.
What is your level of concern in dealing with that aggressiveness? Because they really, they throw everything at you, and an offensive line that isn't quite in sync can be vulnerable.
Well, I think our offensive line's done a really good job playing in sync. And they've made a lot of progression throughout the year in terms of our pass protections. And really where they're aggressive with the Dolphins is, you know, you talk specifically about their pressures and blitzes, but it's at blitz zero they've been doing a lot of, more so than anyone else in the league. You know, in terms of, you know, playing against these guys, it's just something you have to account for. Everybody has something different schematically you have to prepare for every week, and this is just something you have to prepare for with them.
Joe, in general, as a coach, when you have an athletic quarterback who can make plays with his legs, and you want the benefit of that, how difficult is it to navigate protecting your quarterback versus allowing him to make those athletic plays on the run?
Look, we always just have to understand, you know, what are the strengths of our players, what's the best thing for our team, and be able to play to that. In terms of the health of a player, you know, everyone's got to go out there every play and be able to play. So the medical team's got to do their job and give us clearance for when a guy can go out there and stay in the field. And then we've got to call the game aggressively to give our players a chance to make plays.
You've seen from Tua, Coach, these last four games, this four-game win streak going. What are you seeing from him?
Making the right decisions. You know, you can see George is doing a really good job with this guy in terms of getting him in position, you know, to find the receiver, give him answers before the snap. They're using that RPO game of really kind of creating one-on-one matchups. You know, getting things going. Waddle's actually obviously an explosive athlete, and they've got a relationship from the past as well. But he's really getting the ball in the hands of the guys who can make plays for him. They saw some explosive plays from Waddle the other day in the game against Carolina. You know, really just talking about Tua specifically, though, you know, his decision-making, you know, as a young quarterback in the league, you can see him every week just gaining more experience, getting more comfortable, playing more aggressive. The decision-making, the accuracy, just distributing the ball around the field has been very good.
Is there any concern at all this could be a season-ending thing for Daniel, or is that not a concern right now?
Yeah, at this moment, no.
Joe, what have they done, the Miami Dolphins? They've lost, I think, six or seven in a row. They turned it around. What are they doing better these days?
I'm not going to speak completely for the Dolphins in terms of, you know, things they've changed. I just know in Flo's mentality of what it is. It's, you know, it's not a sit back on your heels and react type of mentality. It's just keep throwing more at them. Keep throwing more at them. Keep throwing more at them. You know, so that's the way, you know, I've come to know Flo. It's what I expect from him. He's doing a very good job of it. We used to joke a lot all the time. We'd call, you know, offensive defense against each other at New England at different times, and you know, Flo was always going heavy with the pressure, and we'd kind of laugh about it. Jerry Shaplinski would always kind of poke at him and say, all right, Flo, when you're in charge, you better be calling all this blitz here then too, and we're laughing about it the other day, like, he sure is, you know. So it's kind of, that's just his personality and what he believes in.
Joe, does Daniel require, do you know exactly what is wrong there, or does he require more tests to really kind of drill down into what exactly?
This is not unique for any injury, so anybody who goes through any kind of injury protocol for us, we'll always have some kind of early week checkup, be with our medical team throughout the week, and then have a late week checkup as well. So it's nothing unique for Daniel.
But did Daniel get better, say, from after the game to now where you expect him to practice this week? Has he improved from after the game to now, to the point where he's...
From the information we've been given, he's clear to practice today. He'll be out there practicing. In terms of, you know, his status and improving or worsening or anything, you know, I'll let Daniel kind of speak for that on himself if he wants to get in that. But in terms of, you know, his availability for us at practice, preparing for the game, that's what we're doing right now.
Joe, a couple other injury guys, obviously, Adoree and then KT and Shep. What do you expect from them today?
Really no difference right now than what they've been doing. They'll be out here with the trainers today, move them around. They'll all be involved with us in some way or another throughout the day. We've got the split walkthroughs today, AM and PM, and they'll be out here with us. We'll see what they can do after moving around with the trainers. That'll obviously build into tomorrow of what they can do in practice as we move around full speed.
Was Adoree an aggravation of what he was dealing with last week, because he was limited on the practice report in the game?
I'm going to leave the exact diagnosis on the injury alone, but obviously he's dealing with a leg deal right there. We'll see where he's at.
Check Joe Moore past.
You guys, is it accurate to say you have a full grasp on what the nature of Daniel's injury is right now?
The doctors do, and they communicate with us, and I take the information, I apply it directly to what we can do with him.
Joe, at right tackle, this is the question I get from fans more than anybody, so I got to ask you, why is Nate still starting? You always talk about long term. You got a young guy like Parrott who you guys seemed high on coming to the year. So just why has he not kind of overtaken that role?
Yeah, we're pleased with the way Nate's really progressed throughout this year and how he's playing for us right now. So he's a guy that comes out and works tirelessly. Matt's doing a good job progressing in his career as well. You know, we'll look to involve him as well. But, you know, we're using Matt in a lot of jumbo tight end type situations. He's expanding on these roles there. We've worked on him early in the year in terms of some guard stuff. you know, really his home at tackle is where he's progressing. But he's given us contributions along the way as we go. So, you know, talking specifically about Matt, we do expect him to play throughout different situations and different games. Nate's taking the lion's share of a lot of the reps, but Matt's always going to be prepared and expect to play.
Is there anything more you need to see from Matt?
No, we just expect all of our players to come out, work hard every day, and improve.
Where's Kai Rudolph?
He's the same as everybody else. He'll be out here at the trainers today, kind of moving around. Pat, we'll see where he's at. I know Kyle's a guy that's kind of pushing to get out there as fast as he can. We'll see how he moves around today.
Yeah, what's
that? Yeah, I lost the bet. So this is Evan Ingram, Ole Miss. So, yeah, yeah. So, you know, had we pulled it out, he'd been standing back here ringing a bell today. But I think I'm going to say bet's a bet.